BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. Anti-government protesters in Ukraine have toppled a statue of the Russian revolutionary leader Lenin during a huge demonstration in the capital Kiev. One of the demonstrators, Christian Pavluk, watched as the statue fell.
A few minutes ago, the monument to Lenin fell down thanks to people who are here. And I think it happened because people are just tired of this government and all of the things which happen in our country.
Independence Square in Kiev was packed with hundreds of thousands of people expressing frustration at President Viktor Yanukovych's decision to reject a trade deal with the European Union in favour of forging closer links with Russia. Our correspondent David Stern is in Kiev.
The tensions between the protesters, between the opposition and the government are rising after today's protest. This was one of the largest protests we've seen since the 2004 Orange Revolution. It was mostly peaceful, but now, with the toppling of the statue, things seem to be growing more tense.
More details have emerged about atrocities in the Central African Republic, where French troops are trying to restore order after violence that left hundreds dead. In the capital, Bangui, aid agencies say fighters stormed a hospital to shoot wounded Christians. Tomar Fessi has visited the Muslim quarter in the northern town of Bosso Angoa, where many civilians have been killed.
It is a walk of death and desolation. A Muslim teenage girl was killed at the crossroads. We are told her body was then eaten by pigs. On the day the fighting broke out, dozens of people from the Muslim neighborhood fled to the imam's house. When the former soldiers attacked his house, panic ensued. The attackers chased people down. Three men were shot dead just before they could make a turn and escape. Another man left a bloody handprint on the doorstep of a house. He was executed in the front room.
A war crimes court in Bangladesh has ordered prison authorities to hang an Islamist leader months after he was sentenced to death. The court issued an execution warrant for Abdul Qadir Mullah of the Jamaati Islami Party, who was found guilty of crimes against humanity during Bangladesh's independence war in 1971. Mr. Mullah could now be hanged at any time unless he's pardoned by the President or the Supreme Court intervenes. The Jamaati Islami Party has called for a nationwide shutdown on Monday in protest. The South African authorities say about 60 heads of state and government will attend memorial services for Nelson Mandela this week. The former president's funeral will take place next Sunday in Kunu, the village where he grew up. Today, millions of South Africans have been remembering Mr. Mandela in a national day of prayer. This is the World News from the BBC. Police in Singapore have arrested 27 people after clashes between rioters and officers near the city centre. The trouble began after a migrant worker was knocked down and killed by a bus in the area. From Singapore, Ashley Neem.
400 people took to the streets of a district called Little India, hurling glass bottles and railings at police and setting fire to police vehicles and an ambulance. 300 police were sent to the scene and it took them just over an hour to regain control. 16 people were injured, most of them police. Singapore's police commissioner says it was the first riot in more than 30 years and has condemned the mob attack as intolerable, wanton violence.
The FARC rebel group in Colombia has announced a month-long ceasefire starting next Sunday. A FARC negotiator at peace talks in Cuba, Pablo Catatumbo, said the group hoped the government would also agree to halt hostilities.
Creemos con sinceridad.
We sincerely believe that the fatherland does not deserve this bloodshed. And because of this, unilaterally, we are proceeding to order all our guerrilla units and militias to cease fire and hostilities for 30 days, beginning from midnight on December the 15th, in response to a deep national outcry. We hope that the national government matches our gesture and orders a halt to its offensive.
The announcement comes a day after 9 people were killed by a FARC bomb attack in southern Colombia. The government has always said it will stop fighting the left-wing rebels only when a final peace accord is reached. Egyptian police have recovered a statue of Tutankhamun's sister, which was stolen during unrest in August, after the ousting of the Islamist President Mohamed Morsi. The head of Egypt's museum sector said detectives tracked the ancient artifact down to a coffee shop owner in a district of Cairo. He says the statue of Ankhesamun needs some restoration, but is in otherwise good condition. BBC News.